So are there any questions on this introductory and background information? And Mr. Adam, I am going to unmute you now. Go ahead, George.
Yes, isn't this workshop also, just as a morning, Chris?
Hey.
I was just wondering about the workshop, it's for education to the staff in order to understand aspects of production industry demands as well, is it not?
Yes, it is. Thanks. You bet.
Okay.
Yeah, even though we're not recording these, we're noting your comments and your concerns and so on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And Debbie, I'm unmuting you, so you should be able to, just a moment here. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, yeah, I just had a question on what you expect the overall timeline for adoption of AgOr 4.0. I know there was a deadline of sometime in January of next year, but was wondering if that timeline is expected to slip due to the fact that COVID has pushed back so many of the planned activities and deadlines that staff have set.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie. This is obviously a tricky question. So we are, by court order, we have to have the current Ag Order 3.0 replaced by January 31st of 2021. At this point in time, that is the order from the judge. So until we get some other order from the judge, that is our goal. So we don't have any official date other than January 31st, 2021. Now that said, it's going to be a challenge for us to get a 4.0 adopted by that date. But at this point in time, that is our goal. And so we have to march towards that goal.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ron, you should be able to talk now.
Hi, this is actually Judy. It's my husband's computer. I didn't hear anything in your intro about compliance, accountability and compliance. I guess that's my biggest concern about the whole 4.0 is the compliance of 3.0. There's so many, everybody around us is not compliant, either don't have an ag order now or there's no management practice in place. And when I talk to the staff, the Water Quality Board, they try, but the response is, we've got no teeth, there's really nothing we can do. So I guess my biggest concern and what I want to hear is, this is going to put more requirements on the people that are honest, the people that are doing the right thing and have the ag orders in place and so forth. But I don't see where it's going to do anything with solving the problem in compliance with those that don't have an ag order or not, or just ignoring the stuff that's out there, because there's not a good accountability. It doesn't appear that there is an accountability or a compliance arm that can really do anything for those who aren't, honest people out there are doing the right thing.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. Okay. I'm going to answer that in a couple different ways. First of all, with people who you say you don't have an ag order, I think what you're referring to is people who are not enrolled in the ag order. And we are putting forth a significant effort, even as we're developing 4.0, and frankly, we're losing some staff and not being able to replace them because there's a staff freeze, but we're devoting significant resources to finding out who these growers are who are not enrolled. And we call them non-filers. And we are moving, if you're sort of plugged in with the advocacy, you know that people are getting letters who don't have parcels enrolled that appear to be ag lands. And so we are trying to rectify that situation. With respect to then complying with the ag order, I'm just be really frank here. Ag order 4.0 is really a significant departure, in my view, from ag order 3.0, 2.0, and 1.0, insofar as we have targets and limits that are a number. It's not a subjective judgment call. They're targets and limits with a specific time schedule that must be achieved. So it's pretty cut and dry whether or not you're going to be in compliance with Ag Order 4.0 if Ag Order 4.0 has those targets and limits in the time schedules. And it's really, again, it's a significant departure from the previous Ag Orders. And frankly, I think it's going to make compliance look a little different, but I'll put it that way. So that's, I think that answers your question. Okay, and I see no other raised hands. Okay, then I'm going to ask the next presenter then to get ready. This is Diane. And